Listen up, hockey fans. You're in the right place. A no-holds-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date with current NHL news, even the controversial. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars.
Good evening and welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast. I'm the host of the show, Brad Brood. Join alongside my co-host Blake Friars, and tonight, yes, tonight it is episode 200 of the show. So it's amazing that we're already to 200, I guess. I don't know. There's very few weekly podcasts for hockey that make it 200, that make it 200 episodes.
Yep. Kudos to you. You're the brains of the operations, and just along for the ride. It's been fun. 200's a lot of episodes. What was this? Year six? Season six?
Yes, season six.
We started 2017.
I know.
After we did a color game in Minot, or a Toro game in Minot, you were just like, hey, you want to start a podcast? I'm like, sure, like whatever. Shot the shit. Didn't really know what we were doing. I think the first episode was like 18 minutes.
We're gonna talk about that.
It was like, and at the end we were like, okay, like, are we sure we want to do this? Like, this is kind of bad. Like, what are we doing here? We didn't really know each other the best at the time. Like, we've only known each other for a couple months, so I think that the more we got comfortable, I think like episode 10, 11 maybe, where we started to click a little bit and got in some heated debates and whatnot. And, I mean, we could do this for 2 hours, 3 hours if we wanted to, but we'll try to keep her at 45, 50 minutes, each episode. And, it's been really fun.
It has. It's been a lot of fun. It's, you know, you start to think about it, you think, well, 200 and you start to look at other podcasts out there, and there isn't a hell of a lot. I mean, you're going to have your big ones that are daily shows reach 200 pretty quickly, but
yeah,
a weekly podcast that does it monthly in the summer, that's a pretty good haul. Quite some time, six seasons, we've seen a lot of different things happen, and we're going to kind of go through that today in the first segment of the show, and we'll talk a little bit about that, and we'll get to that here shortly. Couple questions. Right. I got a question for you, and maybe I'm out of the loop. Like, who's Ryan Reynolds, and why?
Like, Ryan Reynolds is one of the biggest actors in the world. What do you mean?
What movie is he in? What's he in?
Deadpool. He's in some like romantic movies. He's Canadian. He's one of the biggest actors. Come on. You never heard of him ever?
No.
You'd never seen Deadpool?
No.
It's a Marvel movie. I'm not sure if you like Marvel, but
no.
He's in that. I think he's from Vancouver, I want to say.
Do you think is he a good owner of a hockey team?
I think the NHL, Gary Bettman said he wants him in the ownership. So I think he'd be good for the game because he's really well known and well liked in Canada. I mean, it's the Ottawa Senators he's interested in buying. So I think a lot of people would have interest in that. And, we'll see what happens.
World Juniors. Does anybody even care about it anymore?
Growing up as a kid, you're really excited. I mean, I like that it's back to a traditional start on Boxing Day. Like, it's a lot bigger up here than it is in USA, for sure.
I don't even think it's big in Canada this year, though.
No, it's pretty big deal.
Nobody's even talking about it.
No, I think it's pretty big deal. Like, it's...
Where's it even at this year, Blake?
It's in Halifax. Okay. Halifax and Moncton. So that's a hockey crazed market over there. I would imagine most games will be packed, and you'll start to see the talking up here at least ramp up in the next few days. I think Canada played their first pre-tournament game today against the Swiss, I want to say. I was at the gym, didn't get to see it, but
I still think it's going to be a COVID casualty. I do. I'm not saying that it won't exist anymore. I'm just saying it's not nice going to have the luster.
You got full fans, like all that shit, whatever.
Well, they had full fans at Edmonton, but nobody came last year.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, it was in the middle of summer.
No. I'm talking about the one in that got shut down early. Nobody was going to those games either.
Yeah, but they weren't allowed to fully open it up, full capacity. It was still half capacity. And then last year, they go back to Edmonton. It's in the middle of summer. Nobody's going to go to a hockey rink in the middle of summer. Like, I get that they wanted to give back to the kids and let them have the tournament they got canceled on, but it's like, from a marketing standpoint, you probably weren't making much money.
Oh, they lost.
They're going to make a lot of money this year. Like how the people will support in Halifax because there's not much hockey to watch out east.
Does Russia have a team?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying. Like,
I feel bad for the Russian kids.
It's a joke.
It sucks. That's why they're not doing the World Cup of Hockey is because Russia it just sucks. I mean, I like those best on best tournaments. You saw in the World Cup, right? Argentina and France, two of the best players in soccer going at it to win it all.
I didn't watch because soccer is.
I'm not a big soccer guy, but like I turned on the World Cup in the final. It was cool. It was a really exciting game. And, That's how you grow the game. You got to have best on best, and the best players have to play against the best players. We haven't had a best on best tournament since when? 2014? Sorry, 2016 World Cup of Hockey. Okay. That's 6 years. That's a long time.
We would, Blake, but you got to realize who you're dealing with when you're dealing with the Olympics.
Yeah, no, you're dealing with
it'll
the
IOC. Never you're happen.
The, you're dealing with the owners, and listen, I see both sides. I do. Like, I wouldn't want to be sending my $15 million player, McDavid, over there. He gets hurt and your Oilers season's over. Yeah. Like, I get it. But, like, as a hockey fan, you selfishly want to see, like, Crosby and McDavid and McKinnon and all these guys play on the same team because, I mean, just face it, Crosby's, what, 35? We might never see him in a Canadian uniform again. And it sucks because some of his biggest moments are in that uniform. It's just... I don't know. As a hockey fan, you want to see the best on best, and hockey has had little to none of it in the last 10 years.
One thing I want to talk about before we get the show going is I saw a thing, a Hockey Reference put out this week, about most viewed websites for teams in the United States and Canada and the most viewed players, that are most searched players on the internet.
This hockey DB, or what did you say? Hockey reference.
And it's interesting. Well, a couple of them that I found was interesting. The New York Islanders are the most looked up team in California. The Philadelphia Flyers are the most searched team, or most viewed team in Nevada. The Detroit Red Wings are the most viewed team in Alaska. The Boston Bruins are the most viewed team in North Dakota. Just crazy interesting. In Canada, it was pretty much provincial. Saskatchewan was the Colorado Avalanche. That's just because they're all jumping on the bandwagon like Blake always does. But I just kind of chuckled at that one. And then player-wise, this one cracked me up. I'm pulling this up because I have...
Tage Thompson has to be number one, no?
Well, it's divided out by states. Okay. So, like, in New Jersey, Wayne Gretzky is still the most searched. In, you know, Ohio, you're going to have Johnny Gaudreau now. Wayne Gretzky's got all of Louisiana, Georgia, and Florida locked up. Mississippi, sorry, was Wayne Gretzky. Listen to this. Bobby Clark is the most searched person in Louisiana. What? Guess who the most searched person in North Dakota is? And when I saw this, I laughed so hard.
The most searched, Zach Parise. I don't know.
No, that's a great guess. Derek Forbert.
Did he play North Dakota?
He did. Everybody in North Dakota is still looking. Is that son of a bitch still playing?
Oh, yeah.
They're still looking for him up. Get this one. I don't understand this. In Oregon, it's Pelly Lindbergh. You don't even know who that is, do you?
I can't say I do.
You don't even know who that is?
No.
Philadelphia.
When did he play?
He's a goalie in the late 70s for the Philadelphia Flyers.
Yeah. I was born in 98, right?
He was the number one pick in his rookie season. I believe it was his rookie. In one of his first few years of playing, he was killed in a car accident.
Really? Fuck, man.
Yeah.
It's tough. That sucks.
So why don't you study that?
I don't know.
Well, that's if you're a true hockey fan, you'll study that.
My God, man.
You will. Fuck. All right. Today on the show, we are going to roll through 20 memories of 200 episodes, and then we'll go around the league and talk about McDavid calling out the National Hockey League and lots of happenings at the Board of Governors meetings. All right, Blake, it's 200 of them. And let's rewind the clock back to October 22nd, 2017. Yeah. I remember sitting down for the first episode, and I was 90% worried about what the hell we were going to, how the topics were going to go together, and about 10% worried about the equipment working. We made it through it all, and it lasted 20 minutes and 41 seconds. And what's funny about it is we're 12 minutes and 45 seconds into this episode, and we haven't even talked about one single thing that's on our list of things to talk about. And it was uncomfortable as hell. I don't even know how to describe it any other way. I've listened to that episode probably 3 or 4 times, mostly because I laugh at how fast both of us talked. It was almost like it was like we were in a race to get our thoughts out, and that if we didn't talk fast, people would change the channel.
Yep, that was a rough episode.
Do you remember what we talked about that night?
I want to say we talked about his review.
We did. We talked about replay inconsistencies, and we talked about the shocking Vegas Golden Knights.
Yep. You still haven't got your jersey for that year. We had a bet on the air.
No. We have a couple bets that you never paid up either. So
still haven't bought me a coffee from Tim's. So you still haven't? I don't know. it's funny. We talked about a review in episode 1. I feel like we talk about it at least twice a year.
We do.
Anyway, like we're going to talk about it again today. So that's a topic that just seems like you can never escape it.
Episode 4, November 14th, 2017, we talked about Connor Hellebuyck and how I thought, and this is when I started to get you on the Connor Hellebuyck train, that he was the goalie future in Winnipeg. Is that not funny this many years later?
Right now, he's probably the favorite to win the Vezina.
This year, yeah.
I mean... I'm not going to say I wasn't a fan of him. I was just skeptical. I don't know. It took me a little while to hop on board with him, but, he's been great.
Episode number 8, December 12th, 2017. And I put this in there for you because I didn't want you to be whiny bitchy after we get done here today. I will point out that in the 200 episodes, we talked about Canuck disasters 5 times, about how it's time to tear this team down. It's crazy. Yeah. But anyways, episode 8, December 12th, 2017, We had the Line A versus Matthews.
The floor is all yours. The floor is all yours, yeah. Sir. You want to tell the listeners, repeat what you said?
I still will stand behind the fact that if Patrick Laine had any work ethic at all, he could be one of the most prolific scorers in the league.
Not better than Matthews, though.
But
which is what he said.
Okay, well, you also said that the only guy comparable to Cale McCarr was Quinn Hughes.
I never said
yes,
that.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
We
no,
had it.
Their rookie season, they were comparable.
On the show, you told me on the show that you would select Hughes over McCarr. And I told you you were batshit crazy.
Because I don't think I said that.
Yes,
their rookie year, they were like, what, 8 points separated? 7 points?
Points?
Their rookie year, it was close. Okay. It was a lot closer than what it is now.
But, Blake, points are points. I'm talking, you got to remember, they're defensemen. Their job is to keep people from scoring.
I understand that. I understand that.
Quinn Hughes.
The game's evolution on the back end, it's mostly guys that are offensive that can skate, that can jump into play.
Okay,
every team, I don't even think every team has a stay-at-home guy anymore.
I watch it. Yeah, we do. Calgary has three of them.
Okay, I'm saying every team.
Okay, I watched Erik Karlsson last night. And yeah. Erik Karlsson's a dynamic offensive defenseman. But he had four mistakes last night defensively that lost his team the game.
Yeah. That's the, you live and die on that sword.
Well, they're dying a lot more than they're living.
Oh, yeah. I agree. He's a good player, though. I mean, his resurgence has been really good.
Episode 19, March 6, 2018. We talked about the flame out in Calgary, and that was a year that Calgary was expected to be really good. We looked at it on paper and thought their defense was about as good as it was this year, and they struggled that year and just could not get it figured out.
It's pretty similar to this year, too, no? A lot of expectations. We both picked them to win the cup. And
pretty close, just that was later in the year, though. That was 3 months later in the year. So
yeah.
So, yeah. You know, episode 27, June 9th, 2018, our very first Stanley Cup champion on the show, and that was the Washington Capitals beating the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, Ovi finally got his cup. That was a weird year. I mean, just like Vegas just went on this crazy run to the cup finals their first year. I thought, like, that was the Jets' year, I thought. I thought that the Jets were going to get to the cup, and, like, they, on paper, like, their defenses, they had Bufflin, they had Morrissey, they had Trouba, they had Sherratt, they had Tyler Myers, they had a Hellebuck as their goalie. They had all these forwards up front, and they just ran to a team of destiny in the Knights, right? I mean, kind of a bunch of misfits, and took off to the cup final.
Episode 44, December 11th, 2018, we talked about the Seattle Kraken joining the National Hockey League and what we expected from the Kraken.
We talked about their expansion draft and how they could have done a better job at maybe, you see both sides, like teams weren't going to give in like they did to Vegas, right, and give them all these free players and we'll give you three players so you don't take this guy. They just said, okay, we're just going to give him one guy. We're not going to give him picks. We're not going to give him all these extra players. And, I mean, they didn't have a great first year, but they're playing pretty well this year.
They are playing pretty well. I still don't think they're going to hold on to it this year, but they have been playing very, very well. Episode 50, we thought that was a huge milestone, and it was a milestone. That was January 29th, 2019 now. And that year, this episode, and I'm going to listen to this episode tomorrow. Because in this episode, we talked about what we think the NHL will be in 10 years. Well, we're almost halfway there now.
Yeah.
And I want to listen to that episode. I'm going to listen to it tomorrow. I don't know.
What episode was that?
That was episode 50. So I'm pulling up that episode tomorrow and listening to it because I think I'll get a few laughs out of it, and I probably get a few who are like, maybe we knew what we were talking about then. Episode 62, April 30th, 2019, and this one really stood out to me. We were in the playoffs, the heart of the playoffs, and the Vegas Golden Knights were pissed off. Late night overtime, San Jose Sharks, Joe Pavelski.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
You remember that night?
Oh, I do. I literally texted you, and I was like, dude.
I went to bed this night, and my wife drug me out of bed.
I said, dude, you have to turn your TV on.
My wife drug me out of bed. She's watching it, and she's like, you got to come see this.
And
that was the one night I was in the middle of the playoffs, and I'm like, I can't do it every night. We'd had so many overtimes. I'm like, I can't do it tonight. I got to go to bed. And then this game goes crazy and goes to all.
Game seven. Sharks are up 3-0.
That's why I went to bed.
Or sorry, Vegas is up 3-0. And Pavelski gets cross-checked, like, wasn't malicious or anything. He's bleeding, and the refs call a five. And it was just like, I've never seen anything in this before. They score three goals on the five-minute major, and they win in overtime.
Yep.
It was like, I've never seen anything like it. It was crazy. But, like, that being said, you probably shouldn't give up three on a five-minute, but never should have happened in the first place.
But you still shouldn't give up three.
Yeah.
Episode 75, October 16th, 2019, and the headline was, "Will the Real Edmonton Oilers Stand Up?" And we talked about how inconsistent this team was. The reason I brought this episode up is we're still talking about the exact same things today.
I'll freezing cold takes myself. I believe that's the year that I predicted to win the Stanley Cup.
You did. Followed by the Devils the next year.
No, that was the same year. That was a tough prediction. That was a tough year of predicting for myself. I will say that.
Yeah,
we are talking about the same thing. They lost again in overtime today to Nashville, and Jack Campbell actually played pretty good, but... it seems like it's just two guys going for them right now, and nobody else is really pulling their weight.
Episode 85, January 2nd, 2020. The headline was "Don't Say It," and this was when Jeremy Roenick got fired from NBC
for
talking about Catherine Tappan. And I still to this day don't feel
he went on spitting chiclets, right?
Yeah. Why? I don't know why he got fired. I don't know. Well, come on. Like, he didn't, like, say anything. Like, he didn't even say anything derogatory. He said he was with
two beautiful women. Back on that, like, RA is like, whoa, what are you doing? Workplace talk. And nobody really thought about it. And then a week later, he was fired. It was like, oh, okay. I mean, when you're in the industry, like, you know, like, I had an experience last year where I got something dug up from 2014 on me, right? I mean, you just got to watch what you say, right? I mean, like, once it's out there, it's out there. Somebody takes a screenshot of it, like, even if you deleted it. It's out there, like, for people to see. So you just got to be super careful. I definitely learned my lesson for sure.
Episode 92, February 28th, 2020. Tonight I won't forget. We talked about the Zamboni driver coming in as the E-Bug goalie for the Carolina Hurricanes and beating the Toronto Maple Leafs. What was his name again?
David Ayers.
There you go.
I was still in Minot at the time, and I was traveling with the Beavers, and we're in Salt Lake City, Utah, and the Beavers are playing the Utes. And I got on the bus, and my phone is just lighting up. Emergency goalie comes in, beats the Leafs. I'm just like, this, you cannot make it up. This is just flat out embarrassing, and couldn't have happened to a better team.
It was funny, and I can't believe how much press and how much that situation was talked about in the National
Hockey League. It's because it's against the Leafs. Of course it's going to be talked about.
I still can't believe
how much. If that was against the Buffalo Sabres, it wouldn't even been talked about. The same guy did it against the Jets for the Blackhawks. And people talked about it for 2 days.
It was a different guy. It wasn't the same guy.
Scott Forsling.
Yeah, I know. I said it wasn't the same guy.
But the same situation happened against the Jets and nobody talked about it.
Yeah.
We're still talking about this 6 years later for the Leafs. Maybe not six, but three.
Now's the big ones. Episode 95. March 19th, 2020. The shutdown of the hockey world. I remember that. I remember right where I was when I heard the first NBA player tested positive.
Rudy Gobert. And he made fun of the COVID, touching all the mics.
Which is terrible, but in hindsight,
really
it didn't
terrible
matter. I mean,
as soon as I saw that the NBA canceled, I'm like, this is it.
I was at a junior hockey game.
Gonna follow.
I was at a junior hockey game, and it was the second intermission, and I saw the message come across my phone, and I told the guy next to me, I said, "This will be the last game of the season."
Yeah.
And he laughed at me. You know what he said to me, though? He laughed at me, and he said, "Our country's way smarter than that."
Yeah.
Little did he know we were not even close to that smart.
No. And then it was the NCAA basketball tournament canceled, NHL like soon after that, and didn't start back up till August.
Episode 96. One episode later for us, March 31st, 2020, 11 days after that episode. We didn't have any hockey to talk about. We didn't know how long we weren't going to have hockey to talk about. We were hoping 2 weeks, so we had a show, and we didn't know what to do. So we tested Blake's smarts with, "Are you smarter than a fifth grader?" And we learned that day that
you didn't even know some of the questions either, you donkey. Get that shit out of here.
We learned.
I should quit. We should test you next episode. Fuck. Some of the questions were bullshit. There's no way some fifth graders get that shit. Like, come on. Wake up.
But we had a lot of fun on that show. So if anybody's ever bored, go back in our archives and listen to episode number 96. Episode 106, July 15th, 2020. We thought we hit the jackpot, man. The NHL was coming back. We had a new CBA, and everything looked like it was in the rearview mirror. Little did we know it was not in the rearview mirror.
No.
Episode 124, December 8th, 2020. We were waiting for a season to start that we thought was going to start in October. And
it started, January 8th?
Yeah, something like that. Well, we talked a lot about we speculated what hockey was going to be like post COVID.
No fans and.
Yeah. And
whatnot.
Yeah, it was very underwhelming to watch hockey without that. Mm-hmm. Episode 151, August 25th, 2021. This one was headlined Death in the Desert. And this one we talked a lot about Katie Strange's article in the Athletic about all the wrongdoings and problems that were swept under the rug in Arizona. And it was an eye-opening article, and it was an eye-opening discussion between me and you about where this whole franchise started and how did it get to this point. And at that point, we thought it was an all-time low, and I almost wonder if they haven't sunk deeper.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter how far they sink. Gary Bettman's going to go to bat for him every single time. You already gave him, a promise of, 25-year non-relocation thing? Like, I don't know. They're in a 5,000 rank right now. They're still waiting on a referendum vote. Was that the end of the start of the new year? Like, I don't know when that's going to happen, but, yeah. Are you talking like when they weren't paying their employees and stuff like that?
Yeah. And all those debts out. Episode 161, December 7th, 2021. Think about that now, Blake. December 7th, 2021.
Last year.
We talked about the Canucks teardown. And since that day, I don't know if there was a Canuck that's been traded. I'm serious.
Not a big one, nope.
And we were talking about that a year ago already. It's been a year. And it's just been treading water. Isn't that crazy?
Treading water. Fuck, their head is below water. They're like almost out of oxygen.
I know, but I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. It's 12, and that's the only reason I put this in there, was 12 months, and they still haven't even done anything.
Yeah, and that was when the Jim Rutherford took over and Alvin was hired and all that new management. So they've been under control for a year now. They've said all this talk, oh, we're going to make changes, and fuck, we haven't seen anything. But, I mean, one of the biggest moves is coming. It's going to be Horvat, and if they fuck that trade up, oh boy, this there might be another riot in downtown Vancouver. They don't do well on that trade.
Episode 173, March 6, 2022. We talked about defending Ovechkin and not Russia. And this was when the Ukraine war started, and we never thought we'd be talking about diseases or wars on the show. But it bled into the sport we love. And Ovechkin was taking a lot of heat. And how can you blame Alexander Ovechkin?
Yeah, he supports his leader, I mean, right? I mean, it's his country. I mean, what do you want him to say, right? Like, I don't know. There's a lot of unnecessary hate for sure.
Episode 185, July 19th, 2022. Johnny Gaudreau walks and signs with the Columbus Blue Jackets. Probably one of the biggest free agent walks that we've had to talk about on the show.
Yeah, and your favorite player, by the way.
Yeah, big fan. And then episode 186, the very next episode, when we thought all the Calgary talk was done, the blockbuster hits, August 16, 2022, Tkachuk for Huberto and Uyghur. And
yeah,
this trade was, honestly, this is the biggest trade we've had on the show.
In franchise history.
Well, no, it's
in franchise history.
For sure. But it's the biggest trade we've had on the show.
Yeah.
And I mean that's a big trade.
Yeah, and it's crazy. Like, we talked literally the day before Gaudreau left, and we're like, listen, like, Calgary might have to go into a rebuild. Like, they lose Tkachuk and Gaudreau, and who's next, right? Like, Markstrom's getting up there in age. He's got 3 years left on his deal. Like is Calgary gonna have to rebuild? Like, what's Tree Living gonna do, right? I mean, and then boom, you just like took chicken shit and made a sandwich somehow. Like, he got dealt a pocket of twos and went all in, and the guy folded. That's what he did. He had nothing to work with. He just lost his best player to Columbus. His second best player said, I'm not signing long term, 1 year away from UFA, and he turned it into a top prospect, a first round pick, which is looking pretty good because Florida's not doing very well this year. Uyghur and Huberto, okay, sure, it's a great trade. And then Flames are like, well, I mean, these guys got to re-sign, these guys got to sign extensions. And he got both eight-year deals for both of them.
Yep.
Like, it's, he was dealt a shit hand, and he did pretty damn good.
So those are 20 memories from 200 episodes. Now, Blake and I have done 5, 10 crazy prediction episodes. Those are always fun ones. We've done 5 trade deadline shows. We've done 5 regular season prediction shows. We've done 5 postseason prediction shows, many of to which were not very good. Except for last year, I will say that we were very, very good.
We were good last year.
We've predicted 2 Stanley Cup predictions correctly.
One of them was last year.
Both of them were last year. We both picked Colorado. We both got it right. We've talked hockey for 11,481 minutes. That's 191 hours, 35 minutes of hockey talk. We've had 21,053 downloads, 200 episodes, tons and tons of fun and memories. And we thank everybody who's joined in on the show, participated. listened. We appreciate it all. Thank you all very much. All right, Blake, time to talk about Connor McDavid. And this week he was butthurt about his offsides. First, let's talk about that, and let's talk about what came from that. The offsides, was it offsides or not?
I don't know. I don't know, because like when this first happened, I thought of the Makar play right away. I was like, last year against the Oilers, it wasn't the exact same play. Like,
pretty close.
Like Makar didn't go in before the puck, but there was a guy offside when he went in the zone, and it was called a goal. And then I saw that Kuznetsov play, which was the exact same play as McDavid's, and it was called a goal. Like, I would 100% agree with McDavid. People can call him a baby all he wants, but
oh, I'm not calling him a baby. I think he's right.
When Connor McDavid speaks, everybody listens.
Well, I don't care.
He's the best player in the world.
Here's what hit home with me is I looked at it with my own opinion, right? And I'm like, well, I don't even know anymore because I've seen this get called this way and this get called this way. So, I mean, if I had to vote on it, I would say it was offsides. But then I would have probably said the other ones were all offsides too, and then they counted them as good. So, like, yeah. I don't know anymore. So,
and that's what he said. He's like, we need clarification on the rules. Like, what's offside? What's not? What's a goal interference? What's not? Like,
well, he said, do right. you like this?
There's so much gray area.
Did you like the part where he said kicking the puck like we saw against Calgary last year? He pretty much admitted that was a goal, and he's right. Yeah. It was totally a goal. He knows
100%.
It. Yeah. He knows it. Yeah. Everybody knows that was a freaking goal. That was not a kick.
And that changed the whole series.
And I'm not saying Calgary comes back and wins. I'm not at all saying that. Yeah. But it's a factor. And the fact is, when the players don't know, the media doesn't know, the coaches don't know, and God, the fans don't know either. And you know what I'm afraid? I don't think the officials know.
I mean, there's just, like I said, there's so much gray area, like, this off season, they need to just do an overhaul. Like, we're going to go through the whole rule book and we got to clarify some stuff here because everybody's confused and it's not what the NHL wants.
No. It was very interesting. And, you know what? When a superstar like Connor McDavid speaks, maybe that will spark some change in the league. Board of Governors meetings last week. We'll cruise through this quickly. And they talked on a variety of different things. One thing that came up was an 84 game schedule. And I think the reason this came up was because of the format that they're talking. They want to get more divisional games, and I'm all for this. I think it's ludicrous that Calgary plays Edmonton three times. I think it's crazy.
Why not just do a whole rehaul? You don't need to make an 84 game.
Well, you do to make it even. Here's why.
Just do a rehaul, though. Like, say, okay, so say every divisional team, 5 games.
Well, that's 35. That's 35.
That's 35 games. So you play your division 35 times.
And then you play the other conference home and away. So you have a home. Everybody goes to every arena. That's 32 more games.
That's another 32. So that's 64.
Yep.
And then you play the rest of the Western Conference. It's not hard.
Yeah, but how many? You play the rest of the other division. So, like, if we're talking about the Pacific, you'll play the Central 2 times, one home, one away. That's 16 games. That's 83 games.
Oh, yeah.
So there's going to have to be some tweaking.
That's what I would do, though. Like, I would you pencil in your divisional games first. You play each division opponent 5 times, and then you build the schedule wherever you got
to
go.
Well, then you have to have every team go to every arena. So,
yeah.
You know, you're
going to
have
to. So, I guess, an 84 game would make sense, but I feel like 82 is a lot already. No?
I'm all for it. Just take out 2 preseason games.
Yeah. I mean, you already know where I stand on that. You don't need to play no more than 4.
Yeah.
They play 7. And the NHL team fully plays in maybe 2 of those games. Yeah. Like, it's, I don't know.
playoff format was talked about. Bettman doesn't want change there, especially with the number of teams, and I don't either.
It's just whiny Leaf fans.
There was some teams actually want play-in games or play-in series. I don't want that. I don't want that. It sounds like the salary cap's going to go up $1 million, followed by $4 million, and then $5 million the following 2 years. There's a lot of.
Frank Cervelli did say though that it could go up more than $1 million though. Like, well,
they're hoping that there's a give and take between the NHLPA and some horse trading here, where they would spread it out, so it's 3-3-3. Yeah. But the players got to pay that back, and I think the owners are willing to spread it out, but there's got to be a give and take there. So that'll be interesting to see how that goes. There was a little bit of talk about the two, Vegas and Seattle are two high revenue generating teams, and there's talk about expansion. I don't know how serious that is. I can't imagine we can have expansion in this league right now.
It's not going to be. No, there'll be a relocation because it's already at 32. In order to do an expansion, you'd have to get to 34, and they're just not going to do that.
No, I totally don't think that'll happen. Now, here's the one part I wanted to talk about before we get into three questions. Dasher boards. He was asked, and I believe it was by Greg Wyshynski, I believe, right?
Oh, my God.
He asked Bettman about Dasher boards, and in true political leader form, Bettman lied his ass off and criticized him for asking, how dare you ask me a question like that? It was basically what he said. And now this is coming.
I polled the fans, and they all liked it. Okay. I don't want to know what fans he asked, because
so nobody. One second that. Here. I've always go to bat for Bettman. I always have. I always think he's been good. This is a time I know he flat out lied, because when he said he polled them, I'm like, bullshit, you polled them, because there's nobody that likes it. And then listen to this. Here's what I think it was last. He said that, okay, a lot of people said it was distracting. It's hard to see the puck. It's hard to, you know. And he said, well, you should be watching the game, not the Dasher boards. Well, that's a giant.
So when he got a moving car going down the boards, it's hard to not to look at it.
So then let me ask you this, Blake. So there's a huge selling point for the league, right? Nobody watched the Dasher boards that were selling for millions of dollars. What?
Yeah.
He's talking about.
I will say, it is a lot less distracting than when it first started. Like, you got used to it. It is what it is. But, I mean, when I first saw the first moving car on the boards, I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, what is going on?
I don't like it. I still hate it. I got one funny tweet, and then we'll get into three questions. And I really laughed when I saw this tweet. I laughed. It's from Funk Senators. It said, heard an NHL player was hit into the digitized board last night and just disappeared. They still haven't found him. One of his line mates received a text from him, but it's in hieroglyphics.
Yeah. And then he just responds, right back on the ice.
Oh, jeepers. All right, buddy, time for three questions.
It's time for three questions.
I asked Blake three questions last week. It's his turn to fire three questions at me. Go.
What playoff contender or a team that you think is going to be in the playoffs are you worried about the most?
Worried about what? Them being good?
No, like worried about like
not making it?
Yeah.
Oh, probably the Calgary Flames.
Really? I wouldn't worry about them. Like the Pacific's not a very strong division. Like, I think they'll be okay. You don't think? I'm thinking like Pittsburgh is in jeopardy of their streak ending, like 16 years in a row. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't know that Pittsburgh's not in
the playoffs since Crosby's been in the league.
I know, but who's going to come up and take a spot from them? The Islanders, maybe? Florida, maybe? That's about it. That's honestly it. As I don't see Detroit, I don't see Buffalo, I don't see Ottawa, I don't see Montreal, Philly, or Columbus. I don't know. I think that's a legit one. I think you could say Florida. I think you could say Calgary. Hell, I think you could say Edmonton.
Yeah, Edmonton is. Oof. Oh, we did. What is your thoughts on? This isn't a question. This is kind of off topic. But what was your thoughts on Stuart Skinner's extension?
It's fair money. I just laugh.
It's a good bridge deal.
I just laugh because it's Edmonton, and now they've got two guys that are going to pay decent money for goaltending.
7.6 for both.
So what happens?
I honestly thought he could have got more because that guy could have been like, listen, without me, this team is dog shit right now, and you need to pay me.
Well, I think
Jack Campbell struggles as leverage.
Oh, sure, hell yeah, you do. Here's what I look at this is. I feel like Edmonton always throws money at problems and it never works out. So,
I will say though, if Campbell does find his game and plays like the goaltender that he's capable of being, those two for 7.2 is pretty good, right? Like,
sure.
You want your goaltending to go under eight mil, right? Like you say that's pretty good. So, okay, who do you think is the most underrated player in the NHL? You can't say Tage Thompson because we all know who he is.
Underrated.
Yeah. You want to know mine? You know who I really like that doesn't really get talked about? He just signed an extension in L.A.? Trevor Moore.
Turned out
a pretty good career. Like, he was a throw-in in the Campbell trade.
Think who I would even say in that. I can't say this because he got pretty.
Don't you dare say Jordan Robertson or Jason Robertson.
No, I can't say that. I've answered the question 3 weeks in a row with him. Well, it's the guy I think I say every single year, and I didn't want to say it again this year, but I think I'm going to have to because he's the only guy that I think every year just gets freaking kicked to the curb, and that's Kyle Connor. Like,
yeah.
I just, every year he puts up number, and nobody in the league even, he's a freaking, if this was back in the old time baseball card collecting days, it'd be like, oh, he's a common.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always go back to that. That's kind of like my crutch when somebody asks me that question.
Okay, last question. What was your thoughts on the hurdle high stick on Lindholm and the 2-game suspension?
That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I actually didn't even know if I would have called. I mean, you had to call a penalty, I guess, but I would have taken them both.
I'd have given Lindholm for diving?
No, Lindholm gave him 2 cross checks.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what?
No, you give Lindholm a cross-checking penalty, and you give Hurdle a high-sticking penalty. You have to give him a double minor because there was blood. That's it. There's no suspension. There's no nothing. Freaking Connor McDavid doesn't. If he does that, there is no way in hell that's even looked at in the league.
The refs are turning their eyes just like Gilmore in 93.
God.
Or Gretzky in 93.
Okay, there has been things. Okay, he did swat him in the face with his stick. Yeah. You got to look at what led up to it. And I don't honestly believe he even meant to even hit him. And second of all, it's like he meant to cross-check him, and he freaking Lindholm backed away, and he took a stick in the mouth.
Do you think the Engvall suspension had anything to do with that? Because it's kind of similar high up in the head.
Okay, well, we see how many bad hits have we seen that have been way worse? They've given $2,000 fines out.
Yeah.
There is no consistency at all.
I would have been okay at the $5,000 fine.
I would have been okay with a 2-minute penalty or 4-minute penalty because he drew blood.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You didn't expect that answer from me, did you?
No, I didn't.
Because I'm not a Calgary fan.
You would have wanted to hurt No.
I'm not a Vancouver fan. I'm a Calgary fan.
Okay. What's the listener question? Hey,
realist.
Yeah, stop. Realist. Stop it. Listener question.
You're still bitter about the missed call on Hughes in game 1 of the season. Okay. Listener. Yeah, you are. You still buttered. That was a high sticking. All right.
Well, it was. He's fishing in 4 minutes.
See, my point exactly. I just got everybody to see the point. Okay. Who is a retired player you would want to see in today's NHL?
Who is this from? Like, who is this from? Where is he from?
This guy is from Massachusetts. It doesn't give me a city. His name is Evan Pedersen. Hmm. Not related to
Nice last name. Is he from Sweden?
No, I don't. I don't ask those questions. I didn't even ask what city. He's from Massachusetts. That's all he told me.
Okay.
Who's a retired player you would want to see play in today's NHL?
Like personally or just on TV?
Did you see what I just? Did you read what I just said? I don't care if you're watching it on TV or if you're watching it in person. Or if you're blind and having a guy describe it.
Okay, I got my answer.
Okay.
Pavel Datsyuk.
Okay.
He was a treat to watch every night. The Magic Man is what they called him, right?
Yeah. You want to hear who mine is?
He was something else.
You want to hear who mine is?
Yours is probably going to be like Theo Fleury or somebody else. Pavel Bure.
Yes, there you got it. Pavel Bure. Could you imagine how fast he would be? Oh, my God.
I wonder who would win in a race. And Pavel Bure's prime to McDavid right now.
Pavel.
No, I think Pavel would win, but I think it would be close.
Can Pavel use the same skates that McDavid has? Because technology has changed.
That's true. That is true.
You felt a pair of skates lately?
The skates are probably so heavy when Pavel skates.
Have you felt a pair of skates? Yeah, I was out Christmas shopping yesterday, and I was stopped at the hockey store, and I was looking, just getting some other stuff. I grabbed
at the price of skates, $800.
They were $1,000. They were $1,000 pair of Bowers. I picked them up, and they weigh as much as my laces in my skates.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. That's a good question, though. I like that question.
Yeah.
Good job.
Got me thinking, man. It was a good one. All right. Well,
didn't have to think that long about that.
No, I knew right away who I want to see. I want to watch him. I if they have an outdoor game and Vancouver's involved and he says he's coming, I'm going to watch, man.
Yeah.
I thought that
too bad. Too bad the NHL just puts the same teams in outdoor games. It's Calgary and Edmonton again next year. So
it's freaking Boston again.
Yeah, Boston, Pittsburgh, Chicago, Detroit. It's just Minnesota. It's just a reversal of about six teams.
All right, next week we take a week off from the show for the holiday season, and we are back January 2nd, 9 o'clock, Monday night, live. Blake and I would like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Please be safe, and enjoy the next couple weeks with your family and friends on the holidays. Enjoy the hockey action, lots of good games. And back January 2nd, Hockey Talk every week, the Debate Hockey Podcast.
Get connected to the Debate Hockey Podcast on all forms of social media. Follow the show on Twitter at Debate Hockey and follow the hosts on Twitter at Brad Brood and at Friars Blake. The Debate Hockey Podcast can also be found on Facebook, and check out the podcast website for all the current and archived shows at debatehockey.com. Get connected, stay connected for insight, opinions, and yes, controversy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts Brad Brood and Blake Friars. For more great content and to stay up to date, check out debatehockey.com and on Twitter at Debate Hockey. We'll catch you next time. This episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast was copyrighted and produced by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.